Governor Slayton personally investigates and verifies the circulation of the Georgian and Hearst's Sunday American, the Atlanta Georgian, Sunday, the 12th of October, 1913, page 6, column 2, Daily Sunday, Georgian American, October 4th, 1913. At the request of the management of the Atlanta Georgian and the Sunday American, I personally examined on Friday afternoon their various circulation statements in detail. This work required some time, but it was willingly given because I regard these newspapers as enterprises of which all Georgia should be proud. The figures the papers furnish under oath to the postal authorities show a marvelous growth for the time the Georgian and Sunday American have been in Mr. Hearst's hands, particularly the Sunday American, which is only 6 months old. These circulation figures I have checked up and verified in person. I have examined the sworn statements of the circulation and the cashier of the Georgian Corporation and cross-questioned them in detail about the circulation figures. I believe the figures to be absolutely correct. Purely from a businessman's viewpoint, both the Georgian and the Sunday American, in points of quality and quantity of circulation, should be, and I have no doubt are, highly satisfactory and effective advertising mediums. Certainly, they are most excellent newspapers and should commend themselves to merchants for business purposes. The fine circulation showings furnish me ample foundation for warm congratulations. I sincerely wish for Mr. Hearst and his Georgia newspapers the fullest measure of prosperity and success, both of which seem assured. I am persuaded this great publisher means to be consistently a firm and powerful friend of Atlanta, Georgia, and the whole South, and I well know his ability to do big things in a big way. Page 7, Column 1. Dorsey may ask for delay in Frank case information from Valdosta, is that solicitor needs week more of preparation. Hensley in conference juror under fire declares his visit to South Georgia was unimportant. That Solicitor General Hugh M. Dorsey will ask for a still further postponement of the hearing of the motion for a new trial for Leo M. Frank, convicted of the murder of Mary Fagan, when it is called before Judge L. S. Roan on next Saturday, October 18th, he indicated by information received in Atlanta Saturday night from Valdosta, where he and his assistant, A.E. Stevens, are working on the answer the defense's lengthy petition for a new trial. Solicitor Dorsey issued a positive statement that he will require at least another week in which to complete his answer and expressed doubt that he will be able to have his case ready by next Saturday. Both he and Mr. Stevens have been working on the case 12 and 15 hours a day, and Solicitor Dorsey said this hard work would be necessary up until the time of the hearing. He said he had made more rapid progress than he would have been able to make had he undertaken the preparation of his case in Atlanta. But even under these favorable circumstances, hardly expects to complete his work within another week. There was nothing in Judge Roan's ruling Saturday, in which he postponed the hearing for another week, which excludes the possibility of a still further delay. And it is thought that further time will be granted the solicitor should her request it. The execution of Frank is stayed automatically by the order delaying the hearing. Juror A.H. Hensley, who was so violently attacked by the defense in its motion for a new trial, spent Saturday in Valdosta and was closeted for several hours with the solicitor. It is thought that deep significance attaches to the visit, although Hensley would give out no inkling of what his conversation with the Solicitor General was. He stated that he had dropped into Valdosta on his accustomed trip to the town and that his conference with the solicitor was merely incidental. Hensley, while in Valdosta, reiterated his innocence of the charges brought against him by the defense in its motion and stated that he was absolutely unprejudiced one way or the other before the trial. His statements regarding Frank's guilt, he said, were made after the trial when he thought he had a right to talk. Page 15, column 6. Two held as robbers under $1,000, bond each. Oscar Wright and Sam Reed, two Negroes charged with robbing attorney Frank Hooper of a gold watch, were bound over for highway robbery in the recorder's court Saturday. Bond was fixed at $1,000 in each case.